It seems there's still confusion after Roanoke City Council voted this week to remove that provision from a list of legislative priorities for the 2023 General Assembly session that the body adopted unanimously last month. Mayor Sherman Lee told the Roanoke Rambler Tuesday that he would not have voted to remove the provision because he thought at the time that state law still allowed a judge to authorize a no-knock warrant. A change Virginia lawmakers made in 2021 does allow a judge to grant a warrant for a nighttime search, but not a no-knock warrant, a conflation that led to the confusion. Delegate Chris Head, whose district encompasses parts of southeast Roanoke, was among the Republican legislators who praised the majority Democratic City Council for the about-face.
I find it interesting that this City Council, comprised now entirely of people of the opposing party of my own, as well as other City Councils around, are saying, we were right. These are bad policies and they need to be rolled back.
The rest of council's proposals to reverse some recently enacted criminal justice reforms remain. Council members asked Monday to restore police's ability to pull over drivers for offenses such as broken taillights or dark window tints, to return the power of sentencing from judges back to juries, and to reinstate a policy that suspects be held without bail for a variety of mostly violent crimes. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.